Every year, nearly 500,000 Chinese students travel abroad to attend college. The U.S. is the most popular destination for these students, many of whom come to study Western classical music. And for the last decade or so, Chinese musicians have taken center stage in that world. Reporter Rebecca Golden has the story.
At the University of Wyoming, an overwhelming majority of master's students in music performance come from China. Of the 9 graduate recitals last year, 7 were for Chinese students. Piano professor Qichen Wu, who grew up in Taiwan herself, says she often travels to Asia to recruit Chinese students.
When I am invited to give concerts, then I will tell faculty there that I'm willing to conduct master classes where students can play for me, so they get to know me as a teacher.
While young Chinese performers come to the U.S. for training, and many hope for lucrative orchestra or soloist positions, living in a foreign country far from home creates unique challenges for these young artists. One survey conducted at Indiana University found Chinese students had few American friends. Many felt isolated. Jason Goh, a graduate student in piano performance at UW, says there are unique barriers to making American friends.
I wanted to make some friends, American friends. However, it got some limitations because I'm the piano student, so most of the time I need to spend in a small practice room to practice. So, and we do have different cultures between American people and the Chinese people. So that's make a huge gap to make a friend.
Many Chinese students begin to play piano or violin at the age of 5. Detroit Symphony Orchestra bassoonist Michael Ma explains parents often make this decision for children, expecting them to become professional musicians, and usually choosing the instrument that the child will play for a lifetime.
I didn't decide it. My dad decided for me because he's a super music fan, and he always wanted me to be a musician, and he started me on violin. Finally, he got an idea, says, look, you got to pick another instrument. You don't have to play violin, but you have to pick another instrument. So that's how I start, you know, to learn the bassoon.
Ma studied bassoon in Topeka, Kansas for a semester before moving on to the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. Connections between China and the U.S. move beyond the classroom. With Ma's help, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra premiered a new work by Chinese composer Zhaogang Yi last summer. DSO president Ann Parsons says this performance is part of an ongoing partnership.
This is a way of starting the partnership, starting to talk and work together.
Western classical music continues to have great popularity in China, and China is a popular destination for U.S. orchestras during tough economic times. The Philadelphia Orchestra has toured in China 3 times in the last decade, and in March became the first U.S. orchestra to video stream a performance from Shanghai. This trend seems likely to continue. This past April, the University of Wyoming Symphony closed out its spring concert series with one of China's best-loved pieces, the Butterfly Lover's Concerto, performed by a Chinese violinist, Sha. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Golden.